This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Carter's question of the day.
Mom, what's your favorite sauce? Like sauce to dip in.
What's yours?
Raisin cane sauce.
That is a good one. I would say honey roasted barbecue sauce from Chick-fil-A.
But at Raisin Cane's, you can order a cup of sauce.
Yeah, but you gotta pay like $6 for it.
I would still drink it. It's a neat drink, bro.
Bro? Who are you calling bro?
Your 9-year-old called you bro. That's a moment. I don't know what to think of that.
I know. I don't even want to answer his question after he called me bro.
Don't do that again. Ground him. Good question, though.
Okay, I figured you would like this. It's food related.
I don't know about dipping sauce, but what about just sauce in general, right?
Okay. Yeah, what kind of sauce do you like?
I love hot sauce. Love hot sauce. I could have hot sauce on ice cream.
Are you talking like salsa, or are you talking like more like a Cholula?
More like a Cholula. There's like a hot sauce called Valentina.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which I completely love. I always have that in my fridge.
That's your go-to sauce?
Love that hot sauce. And the other thing is ranch. I just love ranch. But I'm going to go Valentina hot sauce if you want me to nail it down specifically.
See, and with ranch, I feel like you have to have a specific ranch. Like, I think everybody's go-to is Hidden Valley if you're going to like buy it for the house.
That's the standard.
But there are certain restaurants that have better ranch.
Some have like homemade, house-made ranch.
Yeah, like the thick stuff.
Oh my gosh, I just have so much of it piled on. But again, I'm going to go my hot sauce. I love my hot sauce.
Okay, Carter's question of the day. We want to hear from you. What is your favorite sauce? If you're going to dip into something or pour it on top, what is it? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
I love your son Carter's question this morning. He gets one question a week every Thursday. This morning he asked, your favorite dipping sauce? Mine is hot sauce, specifically Valentina's hot sauce. I love hot sauce on everything.
Oh, and I am go-to with the honey roasted barbecue sauce from Chick-fil-A when they're like, how many would you like? I'm like, as much as you'll give me because I keep it in the fridge and use it for other things.
We're getting a lot of responses. 951 here says, lactose intolerant guy checking in, ranch all day. Worth the bathroom visit every time.
Oh, okay. Little too much there. 707 says from Steerenstein, they have a Chipotle ranch that you need to try. So yummy.
951 says flame broiler magic sauce.
Yes.
I always have that as well. They've also got good hot sauce too. I mix it up.
That's a good one. Demetria and Marietta, what is your go-to sauce if you're going to dip into something?
I love honey mustard from Chick-fil-A.
Ooh, I've never tried that from Chick-fil-A. It's good?
Yes, I dip my fries in it. And then my daughter's yelling behind me that she would love soy sauce.
Soy sauce?
Yes.
On everything?
On a lot of things.
I like Chick-fil-A sauce on watermelon.
She said she likes Chick-fil-A sauce on watermelon.
Okay, that's crazy. I'm going to assume your daughter in the back seat is young and not pregnant because that sounds like a pregnancy craving.
Yeah, she's 10 years old.
Okay.
Hey, thank you guys so much for the call.
All right, thank you.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm Zachary from California. I love ketchup.
Ketchup?
A specific ketchup or just the regular Heinz ketchup?
Regular Heinz ketchup.
Yeah, it's got to be Heinz 57 for sure.
Do you have ketchup on, like, eggs?
Yeah.
What's some of the crazy stuff that you put ketchup on?
Once I put ketchup on oatmeal.
On oatmeal?
What?
That sounds disgusting, Zachary.
It was pretty good.
We're going to take your word on that one.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. Not taking his word on anything right there. What is he doing? 714 here. Agrees with me. Hot sauce on everything, but says we should check out Redbeard's hot sauce from Huntington Beach.
Oh, and 714, another one here checking in, says the sauce to put on everything is Trader Joe's sweet chili.
I've had that before.
I have too. That is a good one. You get that like sweet and spicy.
Man, there's so many good sauces. This is like choosing your favorite child.